Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Trade Weirders Podcast, the comic book club where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan, you're Rena, we're fam, we read comics, yes, spooky comics.
Let's go.
Sometimes they're backwards.
backwards Scooby comic.
Backwards spooky comics.
Yeah, I had it like sitting right here, like ready to go. Spine to the left. But no, you gotta turn around every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Even if you read this backwards, it's still a weird story.
Yeah.
It's just like some planet comes in and spits out the earth.
Yeah, for real.
Then leaves.
and that's the story of our creation.
Yeah.
We got lots of time codes in the description. We got the book, which is Remina. But we got Back Matter Matters in the pull list. But we start with the news.
You got news?
I don't got nothing.
Oh my God.
I tried to look, but I was like, only source I go from is.
You did not look.
I did.
You were
every time. Okay, let me tell you.
Looking at New York Comic Con news.
this is my, you know, schedule. I literally the day of, I'll read the comic and then I'll go on the comic.
You read this
book.
Shit today?
Yeah, I always do that. So it's fresh. Oh my God. Forget.
Okay.
But then I go into the comic book Instagram and then I look. But that's it. I don't go any further than that.
There's an Instagram just comic book?
Yeah.
Yeah, comicbook.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
They have a lot, fake. They got a lot of like clickbaity
comicbook.com, yeah. I've stopped looking at them because they do like
weird
movie
stuff.
Rumors, yeah, and stuff. And I'm like, this ain't what I need.
It's exhausting. Yeah. And there's so much.
Oh, I know, yeah.
It's every day.
But we got hella news from New York Comic Con this past weekend. So just
buckle in.
Hang tight there.
Can't wait to hear.
We got
a lot of crazy things.
A trailer for Wonder Man, Nathan.
Oh, yeah.
A show coming in January. Did you watch that?
I did.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah, doesn't look bad. Who's the actor again? Like Yahya Abdul-Mateen?
You got it. You didn't even need to ask me.
Well, I couldn't remember. It was the guy that plays Dr. Manhattan in the Watchmen show, right?
Yeah, and Black Manta.
And Black Manta, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's good. I like him and stuff.
Yeah, no, he's very good.
Yeah, it seems like they're trying to just do a meta commentary on like there's too many superhero movies.
Yeah,
but
superhero
fatigue, it's a Marvel movie.
Commentary.
Yeah.
Love it.
So we'll see what that's about. Apparently their poster that they made was made with AI.
Oh.
Which is bummer but unconfirmed. But it looks like it. When people people zoom in and they like draw a big red circle and it's like, look at how his hair's
fucked
up.
The fuck is that?
It's like, look at the shadow of his hair. It just kind of goes into, and I'm like, oh my God.
Wait, this is kind of off topic. Did y'all see like Will Smith like posted a video of his concert and it was AI people?
It's because he did that for real and then he did a joke about it.
Yeah, he did both.
But he did both. He tried to pull
serious
it off.
One as, is also bad.
Yeah, he like actually tried to pull it off.
Did you see the real crowd though? It was sad.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
I never saw the real one.
But I never saw the actual crowd that was there. Yeah, I just wanted to boost the numbers a little bit.
Yeah.
In Invincible news.
Oh, yeah.
Season 4. Season 4 coming March. And the guy who plays Ronan the Accuser in Guardians of the Galaxy, he's going to be playing Thrag.
That's cool.
Who is like the leader of the Viltrumites.
I was wondering who that guy was.
Yeah, as soon as I like thought I like saw that, I was like, okay, yeah, because he never seemed like that mad in the comics, you know. But like Ronan's like yelling like quite a bit. But then I saw like an edit where it's just like all the Ronan like quotes over pictures of Thrag. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, yeah, it'll probably work. It's fine. But that's fun. Yeah, that'd be exciting.
We got so many books were announced. Should we speed run them?
Speed run the Vertigo ones, maybe.
Oh, shit.
Did you look those up or did you see those?
I do have them. Hold on. It's right here.
Okay.
So there's like 9 Vertigo books that are coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Vertigo is like an imprint that DC had so that people could do like their own shit, but still have DC make money off of it. But everybody still keeps the creative rights for everything. So I don't know if she would know any examples. V for Vendetta, wasn't that Vertigo?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, stuff like that. But they killed it, and then they tried to make it this thing called DC Black Label, but now they're bringing it back in a big way. So we got Bleeding Hearts by Denise Camp and Stepan Morian. We got End of Life by Kyle Starks and Steve Pugh. That's a creative team on that Peacemaker book that we read.
Oh, okay.
So that's cool. We have The Peril of the Brutal Dark and Ezra Kane Mystery by Chris Condon and Jacob Phillips. 100 Bullets with Brian Azzarello and Eduardo Rizzo, which is pretty cool. Black Tower with Ram V. Mike Perkins. Necrotaceous by Tom Taylor and Derek Robertson. That one seems really fun.
Yeah.
I think it's just a dinosaur book. I don't really know anything about it, but I'm down. And then the only other one that I was psyched for is A Walking Shadow by Simon Spurrier and Aaron Campbell.
Nice.
I think that's all of them. But it seems pretty cool.
Yeah.
I got some good covers.
Because like they announced that they were bringing that back, what, last year or something?
Yeah.
And then
but they still have DC Black Label, so I don't really know what they're planning to do with it.
Bit of both.
Bit of both, I guess.
Or Black maybe Label is like kind of like their R-rated. R-rated DC Comics, you know? But
and you'll see Batman's dick in it.
We also have DC Next Level.
Yeah, what is that?
So that's just like a, I don't know. That's just a new the new round of books that they announced. They had the creative teams aren't announced in all of these, but Lobo is going to be done by Scotty Young and Jorge Corona.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Woman by Greg Rucka and Danny.
Oh, she's great.
Yeah. And then the other books announced were Deathstroke the Terminator, Firestorm, Shadow of the Bat, Zatanna the Demon, and Barbara Gordon Breakout. And all those are going to be starting in March.
That sounds pretty cool. I also saw this other screenshot. I don't know what it is.
Let me see.
But it's like, there's Harley Quinn, Captain Atom, Booster Gold, did you
see that?
Poison Ivy, Blue Beetle, The Flash, and Batgirl. So I don't know what this means.
Where did you see that?
I think it was AIPT comics, but I don't know. I didn't see anything about it, so maybe that's fake news.
It might be fake, dude.
It might be fake.
That'd be so funny.
Last episode, you were like, Nathan always brings fake news.
Dude, I do. Dude. I'll see something, I'll be like, look at what they're doing. Yeah. And then it's like, no.
Sorry.
I feel like I fell victim to AI.
I was looking for like all the news from New York Comic Con, and I did not see that.
Didn't see it? Captain Atom or Booster Gold?
No. Would you read a Captain Atom book that came out?
Yeah. I'd check it out. I always got to check it out.
Dude, we did a Captain Atom book. Oh,
it's so good.
And it was not very good.
No.
Did you do that for your birthday book?
Yeah, I did. So yeah. I remember reading it like in college when I was just sitting alone at lunch. And I was like, this book's insane. And I think I only liked it because it was like colored pencil, like coloring. And it just looked really good. But the story's not very good.
Yikes.
We'll do like books that the other doesn't want to read, mm-hmm. like on our birthdays.
Because we force them.
Yeah, because you can't say no. And we did the review, and then like the artist from the book was like, sorry it wasn't for you guys. We actually worked really hard on this and shit like that. And we felt so bad.
I felt pretty bad.
We never think people are going to listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then they do. They watched the whole thing, I guess.
But yes. To be fair, we were kind of glazing his art, and it was the artist.
His art was like the best part, you know. But
so
like,
why he pressed? Like,
I don't know. Because like, I don't know. You're friends with the writer.
Yeah,
or
that's
whatever.
True. Yeah. But
and so
that's what I thought the other day too. I was like, you're just so real about like comic books. I'm like, one day if y'all get like real famous, like you're gonna get canceled.
Yeah, probably. We're like, this guy fucking sucks.
That's what's good though. Your guys are honest, so it's like,
yeah, you know.
If you can't take the heat, then don't make comic books.
Like,
real.
We don't even like talk shit, you know.
No,
we're just
it's
like
just,
saying how we feel.
It's
you
just
know?
A story the book that we that both hate.
I'm like, this is a better comic book than I could ever make. I just want to make that clear. But
yeah,
it does suck.
They draw.
I mean, every comic book has its like pros and cons, so it's like
right. You know. Very few have like no cons.
Exactly.
You know?
But yeah. Damn, that's crazy.
Anyway,
that's happened a couple of times where we'll find out that somebody listened to our episode that like made the comic,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty cool.
Yeah, they're like, oh, thanks for
Kelly Thompson.
This Kelly Thompson,
and she like,
yeah, she was like correcting
Which
us
comic?
On some stuff. She,
yeah,
because
I like,
did they comment under or did they just tweet you or something?
I think they
some tweets,
some comments.
One guy commented on like our YouTube because he also has a YouTube channel.
Mm.
So
yeah,
that's cool.
Things like that. We also got Batman Nightfall is getting an animated series of movies.
Yeah,
it's gonna be 4 movies, Nathan.
What?
That's how long that bitch is,
dude. Fuck that. That's so stupid.
But like, Yeah, dude, that thing is like an omnibus, dude.
I know. So, I've seen it, dude, and I'd stay away from it.
Are you excited to read it?
Four movies?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
They do have like a first trade that we could read, and it wouldn't be like that deep.
Yeah. When do they blow his back out? At the end?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
We'll find out.
That's the only thing that happens. But that seems cool. And then Azrael, right? I don't know.
Azrael's like in the middle, in the end, I guess.
That's stupid.
Absolute Catwoman. 6-issue series coming from Che Grayson and an artist called Bengal.
Yep, just Bengal, I guess.
Just Bengal. Something is Killing the Children is doing a crossover with Swamp Thing.
Yep, Swamp Thing is killing the children.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool.
I'm in. Jeff Lemire and Dustin Nguyen are doing a new Image book, I think, called Crowbound, coming in March.
I like them together.
Marvel's Ultimate Universe is ending.
Oh, yeah.
That seems kind of crazy, right?
Do you think it'll actually end? Or I mean, I think it will. I think they wanted to...
They had like end dates for all of the books.
It's like 7 titles, though.
And what's weird is that like Ultimate Hawkeye came out, number one came out last month, you know?
So I guess they're ending.
It's like, yeah, fuck that guy.
I think it would be kind of baller if they ended it, because it's been pretty popular, like the whole Ultimate stuff,
right?
Just leave it on a good note or something.
Yeah, I guess. I think that's what they. I don't know, the writer of the Ultimate Avengers book, or just the Ultimates.
Yeah, that's Dennis Camp, right?
Yeah, but I've seen him tweet, and he's like trying to tell people like it's actually a really special thing to end on your own terms, so you should be happy about this kind of deal. Not like in a salty way, but like,
yeah.
But then he's also tweeting like, then, just be happy that it happened kind of deal. And I'm like, maybe it's not ending and maybe he's just baiting us, but I don't know.
I just feel like you could do like other books in the universe and then they can end their run. That's or whatever.
True, because Ultimate Spider-Man has been like a top like 5 book for a while.
And same with like Ultimate X-Men does really well too. Yeah. You know? And so it's just weird.
It is weird, but we'll see. I think it'll probably end. I have a feeling.
Yeah, and then I almost get mixed up with like the Ultimate or the Absolute Universe. Yeah. I'm like, but that's still going.
Yeah, I don't want to have to follow like 4 universes, so I'm cool with one.
There's
of them.
There's only two. This is the second one.
Yeah, but
one.
I'm following stuff in Marvel and I'm following stuff in DC, and now I got to follow the alternate shit, and I don't want to do that.
You're not reading any of it.
What do you mean?
Ultimate stuff.
I started Spider-Man. No, I'm reading Ultimate X-Men. I'm further than you.
Oh, yeah, that's true. How far did you get? Do you remember?
19.
Oh, that's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I had. We got more DC compact books.
Oh, cool.
I remember DKR was one of them. And I'm like...
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, that's going to be small. Nightwing, Leaping into the Light. So the Tom Taylor one. Flash Rebirth. Green Arrow Year One. Gotham Central. Superman Red Sun.
Gotham Central would be a vibe.
Yeah. Batman Under the Red Hood.
Damn. They're going all out on those then.
Injustice Year One. Batgirl Burnside.
I don't know what that is.
Remember that cover?
Oh, that one. Yep.
Yeah. I'm like, you know,
52 one.
You know, yeah. Just
that's cool. Those are apparently
Batman White Knight. DKR.
White Knight. Oh, yeah.
And so, yep. Yeah. They have these little like versions of like books that are like $10, and it's like
they're like this size.
Yeah, basically.
Maybe a little bit smaller even.
Yeah, and you just get like a whole story basically for like $10. You
oh,
know,
that's
just
cool.
To kind of
yeah.
get
yeah.
people into it.
Some of those are fucking long too.
Yeah, they definitely get like thick for sure.
Yeah.
What else we got? New Iron Man series coming January 28th. New number one by that's Josh cool. Williamson, Carmen Carnero. On art.
I don't know what that is.
Nightmare Before Christmas, : Shiver of Christmas Town. Coming Whoa. In January. Coming
That's
in,
cool.
Coming just in time for the holidays. Coming out oh. in January.
All right.
Bruh.
Man, I missed the mark.
Big miss. Maybe the trade will come out.
It's like January 1st it comes out
yeah.
or something.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah. Okay.
I did see that. I didn't know it was coming out in January, though.
Okay. Sometimes there's news and I'm like,
we know this.
I'm embarrassed almost to like comics so much. Godzilla Infinity Roar.
Wow.
Which is a Godzilla Marvel crossover.
Let's go.
Where Godzilla teams up with
Thanos,
the king of the symbiotes,
Noel.
And I don't know what happens.
He becomes the symbiote, probably.
Yeah. February 4th, Jerry Duggan, Javier Garon.
Oh, and really? He's great.
Really? I've never heard of him.
He's a guy on Berserker, I think.
Oh, okay. I don't remember. But yeah, next crazy Godzilla thing.
And you were saying you're excited about it?
No. It's like too brain rot for me, I think.
Okay, yeah. They've had a lot of Godzilla Marvel stuff recently too, so.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
And then last thing I got, there's a trailer for a show called Bat Fam coming on Prime Video. It's like an animated like kids show almost.
Bat Fam.
Called Bat Fam.
Okay. Do you know who's all in the Bat Fam? How deep do they go? Do they go spoiler?
No.
Do they get to Batwoman? Is she a lesbian in the show?
I think she's always a lesbian.
Always lesbian, that's good.
Batman, there was like Damian Wayne, but he's wearing like a little Batman costume.
That's cute.
Man Bat is in it.
What? He's not part of the Bat Fam.
He is in this.
He's a villain, isn't he?
I watched the trailer. It looks kind of funny. Like it might be like, I guess like Teen Titans Go-esque.
That's cool.
Like humor, you know, so not just like for babies, but it's like animated kid show.
For adults too.
Yeah, yeah.
For babies.
And yeah, that comes out November 10th.
That's fun.
So super soon.
I have real world news that kind of relates to this book.
Okay.
This is probably fake news, honestly, too. But there's a black hole that opened up in the Milky Way galaxy.
There's a
black hole that opened up in the Milky Way galaxy.
No apparently. Fucking way.
I don't know, dude. I saw it.
You know how powerful.
All Day Astronomy tweeted it.
Dude, we would be sucked up by
dead.
Now.
Yeah, you I know don't how think powerful so, they
you
are?
Know how big the Milky Way galaxy is?
Isn't that just like from Pluto to the moon? Or from Pluto to the sun, basically? That's like the Milky Way galaxy?
Yeah.
I think so. Let me double check this.
Wouldn't we be dead that's by like, now?
Oh, wait, no. The Milky Way is... Because we have that's our solar system. The Milky Way galaxy is bigger.
No, yeah, that's you're talking about our solar system, but yeah.
Okay. So it's not like the Milky Way solar system.
It's traveling through the Milky Way. No companion star, just meandering along. This is from the Liberty Line. Is that a credible source?
Is it .org or .gov? Is it .net?
.biz?
I'm kidding.
What about science.org?
Okay.
I guess so. That's pretty fucking terrifying.
Isn't that scary, dude? There's a picture. It's probably real.
Can black holes move?
They apparently this one is. Look at that shit, dude. Tell me Junito didn't make that.
Is that a fucking real picture?
I don't know, dude. I don't know what to believe anymore.
That's not what black holes look like.
How did someone get that picture?
Oh, guy who watches Interstellar. He's like, that's what black holes look like.
Yeah, what the fuck do you know? It looks like the one from Interstellar, I'm pretty sure.
That's scary.
That just looks like what people think a black hole looks like, you know, before we saw a picture of a black hole.
Let me see if this science
dot org.
Did they name it something cute?
Remina.
Whoa.
Imagine. Sagittarius A.
Really?
What the hell?
Yeah. That's what I am. That's what you are.
That's what I am, yeah.
Oh my god, it's just like Junji Ito.
No, literally. What day was it born?
Did you look up astronomy news or something?
No, it just came up and I was reading this book and it was kind of freaking me out when it was still serious.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck man. Space is scary.
Okay. Actually, I'll get there when we get to the...
Okay. Let's get to the book.
Yeah.
All righty.
Serena, what do we read?
We are reading...
Ramina.
Junji Ito Ramina. I thought it was Ramina.
I'm pretty sure it's Remina, isn't it?
I just say Remina.
Remina.
I don't know. I guess it could be Ramina, I guess.
I guess Ramina's
Ramina
like
just sounds English. A little bit more like a feminine name, you know?
That's what I thought it was. That's kind of hype. Remenia. Yeah,
they don't have like a pronunciation thing in here.
Mm-mm. Here, I'll look it up. I like the pronunciation YouTube channels.
From Google, it's like.
Did you ever see those bad ones? They fucking knocked me out.
Yeah.
It's like, da-da, la-doo-doo. It'll just be like, just something ridiculous.
No, literally. That's what I was like.
Okay, how to pronounce Remenia? Let's see. Remenia.
That was an actual.
That's from the United Kingdom.
Remina.
Dude, Japanese. Isn't it Japanese?
Oh, let's see if they have Japanese in here. Nope. One second.
Japanese. I've never heard that name either, you know.
It's Remina, apparently.
Wow.
What can I say? What can I say?
I've been humbled. Because, like, I think I told him this the first time I said it. I'm just like, oh, yeah, this is Remina. It's pretty good.
I think Remina rolls off the tongue a bit, but I don't know.
Remina.
Yeah, so this is, we've done a Junji Ito before, but it was Shiver, and that was more like, what do they call it?
Horror?
It was horror. No. Anthology.
Yeah.
Kind of deal. So just like small little story. So this is the first long form thing I've read from Junji Ito. And it's pretty cool.
He doesn't do a lot. He does mostly like anthology stuff.
I can see why. Like I think he works pretty well in short stories.
Uh-huh.
But this is a unique kind of horror that I've never seen before because it's like cosmic horror.
I like it,
It scares the fuck out of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like, you know those videos where it's like, here's what Saturn would look like if it was like where the moon is?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I would buy a gun and shoot myself. And so if this shit happened, I am not sticking around to see how it goes.
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, if this actually happened, how would y'all react? Because I think I would just stay home and like have a family party and then like if we die. Like,
you'll find that bitch Remina and kill her.
I don't know.
I'd get so baked that I forget what's happening.
Dude, oh my god, I can't even.
That'd
like
be crazy.
Like, I was driving on the way over here and I was like, what if Remina was in the sky right now, like the fucking planet? And I hate those, like, those the short horror videos on TikTok where it'll be just like,
or YouTube,
it'll be like
the moon's
asteroid,
like blowing up or something.
Yeah, the moon's like blowing up, or like there's an asteroid the size of the moon coming at you, and then before it hits the Earth, like a face pops out.
Ooh, I love those,
dude. I
follow that guy.
I die. I do too, because they're awesome. But like, it makes me feel so small. You know,
so skinny.
No, you're very big and very important.
Thank you.
And
thank you. Impactful. Thank you. Yeah, that would never happen.
Rena, what'd you think?
I liked it. It kept me like very engaged. I don't know. I liked it.
It's a pretty swift read too.
Speaking of getting baked, how would you guys like if we did like a baked comic book video?
So like a review where we're just baked?
Yeah.
I've always like thought about that, but I don't really like gather my thoughts very well.
That's what would make it funny.
Like, I don't talk very well.
And I'll just be like,
like, I'll say something, but then I forget like what my point was. Yeah.
You know? I would like tell Dana what happened in the book, and he'd be like, yep, that's how I remember it.
Yeah. Like, I remember the first half, but forget the second half.
Yeah, he goes nonverbal when he's super high.
I know he does. He like literally goes like this.
Yeah. I'd be down.
There's not a lot of weed comic books. I think it'd be fun if there was.
Just mean, like, you know, these, like, this one would be crazy high, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it would be.
That's true. That's true.
Like, I think any comic book could be crazy. Like this one.
Friday.
We should do that. But anyways, that was just a thought that I had.
Is it actually like there's a Cheech and Chong comic, apparently.
There we go.
It's like $50 though.
Oh.
What?
Yeah,
no. They don't gotta like that.
No, yeah. For real.
I don't know. Anyway,
I think this is good. It just definitely gets so silly at the end.
Oh, yeah.
It gets very unserious. And I'm like, I can see why he sticks to just like cutting off his little short stories.
Yeah, because he doesn't know how to end it.
Because ending it, especially with a story like this, it's like there's no satisfying way to end this, I feel like.
Yeah.
But the journey of like the first two acts are fucking fire.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. Because like if it was a part of an anthology, it could be just like a longer one and he could have cut it off. You know, I think we're probably thinking about the same spot.
Yeah.
You know, and then people be like, wow, you know, but he actually ending it, it was kind of,
it's like, oh, well, that didn't fix anything.
Yeah. I feel like this is kind of more of like a passion project kind of thing for him. Cause I feel like the rest of his stuff is still very similar to itself. It's like, body horror, like creepy stuff that is just about like people and whatnot. And there's not like, and like, there's like monsters and things like that. And so, and it's just, there's not a lot of cosmic horror stuff.
Yeah. Just out there in general.
So,
but yeah, I could tell he kind of, I mean, I've only ever read Shiver, but I can't imagine there's like a whole lot of like cult horror in his books a lot either. And there's like some weird culty stuff in this that I think is pretty cool. So
yeah, definitely a unique one of his.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But let's get into it. So Chapter 1, Professor Oguro discovers a planet that entered our solar system from another dimension, and he names it after his daughter, Remina.
I'm just
going to go with Remina. Romina gets famous from all the publicity and launches an acting career off of it, even though she's like kind of timid and doesn't really want the fame. But it's discovered that Romina is approaching Earth at incredible speed and swallowing up planets in the process. So humanity panics and tries to kill Romina, thinking that she and her dad are the reason that it's coming to Earth. And if they kill Romina, then it'll stop or something. And so the people almost get Romina, but she escapes in a flying car. And then in the sky, you could see that the planet is almost there. It's almost to Earth. And in this like opening scene, it's like a press conference or something where her dad's announcing the name planet. Of the planet. Yeah. And he says something so out of pocket. And he's like, she's been a shy one ever since my wife died when she was little. To like all of the people.
Like literally out of nowhere.
You're trauma dumping to all the news.
And the fact that no one really even said anything about it either. They're like, okay.
Yeah, the next panel is like, she's pretty good looking. Like, Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah, that's foul.
Yeah, people are like insane in this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're crazy. It's also kind of interesting because
they're like, that's crucifier, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He puts the setting of the book as July in 20XX, which
could be anything.
It could be any that's year from now to 2099. Yeah, I know it's a variable. But it's funny. I like that he did that because if it was like, oh, in 2030, it'll look like this. Because in this, there's like random people flying jetpacks and flying cars and stuff. So I like that he made it like.
It could be.
Yeah, variable. I was like, oh, I guess this is the future.
He doesn't know when flying cars are going to be a thing, but he's pretty confident it'll happen within the next 100 years.
Yeah. One of like her sponsors or something has like a bomb shelter in their house. Looks pretty cool.
Added.
He definitely is consistent with like how he draws people, you know, always draws like a main character really well and then just draws people freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just always been like a big fan of it, like his faces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's always done good like screaming faces and stuff too. When like everybody's freaking out and they find out the Earth is coming or that the planet's coming.
You said it was eating planets and stuff?
Yeah.
You can definitely tell the emotion of everybody. And the sweating is like killing me.
Yeah, there's always a lot of sweating.
Like when the doctor is like, or the scientist is like, I think Romina's coming closer. And he's like, literally, you can see him sweat a little to sweating like the entire time. It was so funny.
And the Romina's got this, the planet has this big tongue
that it's kind of freaky.
Sucks up planets.
He's kind of a freaky planet.
Yeah, pretty damn. A lot happens in like this first chapter.
I know. Yeah. I was surprised at how fast he's moving.
Like the planet's like practically there.
I kind of liked it
after the first chapter.
Like, I'm like, we're introduced to this planet.
More, dude.
Yeah, we're introduced to the planet and then it's like eating up planets on the way over. And then it's just here. But I don't know if this was like him doing this on purpose necessarily, but there, when you get the news broadcast that like Pluto's been eaten and then Neptune and stuff, the next panel is like just this silent panel of like the night sky and it's just there's no stars or anything in there. And I'm like, it's kind of like interesting the way that he does it because you'd think that, I don't know, it would be like a starry night or whatever, and it's just dark.
Yikes.
And I think it was said that it like swallows up some of the stars that are nearby or something like that too at some point.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that was on purpose, but
they threw in some like real science in this where the doctor like discovers the planet that is like 16 light years away.
Yeah.
You know, but then realizes that it's moving at the speed of light.
Right.
Like towards Earth.
So if it's 16 light years away, it took 16 years for it to actually like reach for us
light
to be able to observe it.
To see it, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it goes through like all the planets in the solar system, but like the planets aren't like lined up.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like kind of, it's like going to each one.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny, but like it's kind of it's kind of described as if it was lined up and you're just hitting them that way.
Yeah. It is. Just a trail, like Oopie's candy.
Kind of.
But chapter 2, there's a spaceship that is sent to go investigate the planet, and they find that it has a huge eye, which is very creepy. And the ship has to make an emergency landing, and it sends back a video of the surface of Romina, the planet. And there's like shadowy figures chasing after the astronauts and stuff. And on Earth, Romina is taken out of the house, taken to the house of the fan club president. And on the news, a cult takes over and calls for the sacrifice of both Romina and her dad. The cult eventually finds Romina and takes her to be sacrificed. And Romina sees that her dad has already been pinned to a cross and gets stabbed to death in front of her.
That was brutal.
That was crazy.
Another brutal thing is when that guy was like, I think I'm going to leave. And they're like, you can't. You got to tell him not to. And then he fucking shoot him three times. I'm like, damn. I
thought that was actually a pretty funny panel.
No, that, but it was a
very
funny.
Serious moment. He's like, I'm just a regular guy. Yeah. And he's like, boom, boom, boom. And he gets dropped.
I'm like, bro didn't even want to be there. And he died.
I think he like meant for it to be kind of funny. Because there's no way that like he draw that, like this.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
that's hilarious. It's
I mean, it's kind of a hilarious thing for him to draw. Because the pacing of it, I think, is kind of funny.
Yeah, it was definitely happened really quickly. Really,
yeah.
It's funny that the eye on this like evil planet has like eyelashes.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. They're very cute.
That was definitely a choice.
Very
a
pretty diva. Eyelashes.
A diva from the start.
What's funny is that they are like scoping out the planet. And then the eye pops up, and then just like the head captain astronaut immediately folds and he like starts freaking out. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dude, you're supposed to be like,
of course, dude.
I would do the same thing.
We would because we're people, but you think like a guy that's like captain of an astronaut.
Bro, they're thinking about regular planets that don't have eyes. So yeah.
I like that the reveal of the eye is like a double page thing. Mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's definitely used like double page spreads are used like really well.
Yeah, just to show the scale because that's fucking freaky.
Yeah,
how big that eye is.
Yeah,
the surface of Romina is fucked as well.
Yeah, dude.
Like he didn't pull any punches.
Out.
It looks like a nightmare.
It's like, how do you even think of this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? It's so scary.
I thought it was crazy that this like angry cult mob or whatever like finds them. In like this dude's apartment, like so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how did they put their cult things on like so fast? Like they had like the mask and then the cloak. The like y'all just had that on hand, or
I guess so. Yeah, they formed a cult pretty fast.
Yeah.
I'll give credit to Junji Ito though, because these cult people actually have scary like cult fits.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's definitely freaky. Yeah. I could see it being used as like a villain in something like a slasher kind of thing, but like
they have the whole
in some other project, you know. But
yeah,
I like how they zoom in on the eyes a lot too.
What do you mean?
Oh, like of the cult people.
Oh yeah.
There's a part where Romina professes her love to like the fan club president or vice president,
it was
the agent.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which it didn't feel very earned. To me, I'm like, I didn't even know you fucked with each other at all.
No, for
you
know real. I
mean? And as they're about to die, she's like, I love you. Don't die. And I'm like, you do?
And then after he died, that's all she's thinking about, too. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay.
Crazy last panel of his dad getting stabbed.
Yeah.
Or her dad getting stabbed.
Is there, like, life on the planet? Were they, like, kind of hinting at that? Or is that just, like, what the landscape looks like?
Oh, there is.
Like, the...
Yeah.
Yeah, it look like there's little shadowy figures that like are running at them.
Well, didn't it say like, oh, there's people here?
Yeah, that's what they thought. But we didn't see any sort of like sentient animal or anything on
that
planet.
Looks like that.
Yeah.
Later we see like some plants or something, but that's crazy. But chapter 3, Romina is tied to the cross and is about to be sacrificed, but Romina, the planet, opens its eye. And opens its mouth to swallow the moon. And everyone's like, holy shit, that was crazy. And as it's about to swallow Earth, missiles are shot at the tongue. And I don't really know what happens here, but I think some of the missiles fall back down to Earth and it causes like an explosion. And there's like earthquakes. And Romina is able to escape with some more of the fan club people. But when she denies the love of one of her sponsors, they just give Romina up to the cult and then they chase her as like part of a hunt. This is where we see the eye and the lips.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
diva.
Very diva. The tongue is like so crazy, especially when you see it from the perspective of Earth coming down to like go lick you up.
Oh gosh.
It's just crazy. So they shoot missiles and the missiles go off, but then they explode and come back to Earth. Is that what?
Maybe it's like debris of the missiles, like just come back to
Earth. It must be, or like different warheads that didn't go off and they're just coming back down to Earth.
I don't know. It seems like they shoot like seven, but then like 100 things like fall to Earth.
He draws such a good explosion.
Mm-hmm.
Like the
I don't know if he like, you know, does explosions. You know, in any of his other stuff. You know?
It's more like action stuff, and he kind of sticks to more intimate like horror stuff, but like this is some cool imagery he's doing.
Yeah, dude.
But some of the earthquake stuff was a little bit hard to figure out for me because he's just kind of like making like these scratchy sort of panels, and I'm like, what the hell is falling over here?
I thought that was still from the
Debris.
Yeah, I thought that was still from the missiles and stuff.
So the family of the sponsor of Romina think that their estranged son is an astronaut. is one of the astronauts that went to Romina. And they're like, we could live there. You know, that's their backup plan.
Yeah.
The planet that's going to eat you. You're just going to go live on that planet now.
Yeah. And then bringing the prime minister or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
so,
bro.
So they plan on like getting this rocket ship together and only the rich are going to go onto it.
Yeah.
And I do like how we pretty much all agree that if some shit was going to happen to Earth, there's probably a rocket ship for the rich that's going to just leave us.
I mean,
like,
probably.
They do that shit in like Don't Look Up. Have you seen that movie?
Mm-mm.
Is that what it was called?
Yep.
Yeah. But that's probably a thing that exists.
What, just like a...
I mean, you just got to be like...
Just like a rocket ship for the elite. Yeah.
Like rich people are just prepared for everything, I think.
I think there's a rocket ship ready at all times, and Elon Musk will get on there and leave us if he needs to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like as you were saying about like the earthquake thing, like this like whole page, like I don't even really know what's happening necessarily.
Whoosh. It's just like we know that there's some explosions that cause some earthquakes and buildings like, are falling over, but who knows
the
specifics.
But what's the building look like?
Yeah. So chapter 4, Romina finds a homeless man while being chased and tries to hide with him, but they get found and now both of them are being hung and beaten as part of the ritual, I guess. And so they then see the planet start to get a little nasty and sticks its tongue out again. And so they're like, okay, let's stop messing around and let's actually kill Romina this time. And so they tie Romina to the charred body of her dead father.
That's a little rude.
Yeah.
It's
so gross. And then the planet licks the Earth, putting it into like a faster spin than normal, which creates like a tsunami. And it kind of blows everyone away. But Romina and the homeless guy are still alive and tied to the cross somehow. And standing up. Something happened where they're just still standing up on that cross.
Mm-hmm.
While the rich have blasted off Earth in a spaceship. And I think this cult only has themselves to blame for like not killing Romina.
Fast enough. Every time they're like, let's take her here. Let's take her here. I'm like,
let's
bro.
Go beat the shit out of her.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is the ritual.
Yeah.
Dude, fucking... She's right in front of them, right there.
Yeah.
And when they leave this house or whatever.
And they're like.
And then she's like, the dude's like, the cult dude is like, now let the hunt begin. She's like, what, not running away, Romina? And then they all like start like giggling or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then she starts running.
Yeah.
And they're like, she's getting away.
But then they get her.
It's like they like the hunt. They don't like, they're right there and could have killed her then.
Yeah.
With their spears or whatever.
But I don't, yeah. You think that if they thought the solution is just killing Romina,
they've
had like 100 opportunities to do that.
No, for real.
Because they at one point tie her up to a tree and just hit her with sticks. They're like drowning her in like this little river thing.
And then they take her to the cross.
Yeah, and they're like, ah, we got to stop messing around now. Let's go kill her. Let's go put her up on the cross.
All right, guys, I had my fun.
Yeah. But putting her on top of her dead dad was wild work.
That's foul.
That's a crazy thing.
Yeah, that's just mean.
All burnt and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. The glasses still on.
The glasses are still on, yeah. We see the tongue come from like the clouds and then it just like
licks
the earth and it starts spinning.
I thought at some point like the planet was going to like save her. Did you guys ever think that or no?
That would've been cool,
like the tongue was going to come down and like flip people away from her.
Cause
like they were right.
I felt like the eye like was always looking at her like in the panels when she was at the cross. So I thought like they were going to kill everybody else but her.
That'd be cool.
It's kind of like the Mona Lisa, you know, where like you always think it's looking at you kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, with the eye being so big. But like in panels like this, like it's obviously just kind of looking generally down. But in this panel, it looks like it's looking straight at Romina. So.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you think that Romina was licking up the other planets?
Saturn and shit.
Romina is definitely like taking time with Earth. You know?
It just seems like it.
For plot wise, but like.
They made it seem like, oh, on a drive by, they just kind of. Romina just scooped him up. You know what I mean?
It's just inhaling the other ones.
Like popped him in like a popcorn. But this one. I don't know. She's licking it.
I mean, I guess it's had 16 years to like.
That's true. It could be. Yeah. She could be doing this whole thing with every planet.
Maybe because this planet actually has like humans and stuff.
Yeah. Maybe she wants to test it.
Yeah. Because like I feel like with all the other ones, they just like she just like went through them. I don't know.
Yeah. Just chomped it up. Like Pac-Man. So chapter 5, the homeless guy escapes from the cross. But Colt guy picks up Romina and is able to jump really far away because of the gravity shift from the Earth spinning faster. So he does like a big leap. And so homeless guy, who I'm going to stop defining by his homelessness. I'm going to call him Chill Guy now. But Chill Guy manages to grab the unconscious Romina and fly away. But now there's like waves of people like flying after them. Yeah. So they're like flying like through Earth because of the...
At this point,
centrifugal force of the Earth spinning a little bit faster, they're able to just like jump and just keep jumping. So that's what's going on now. Mm-hmm. But like this panel where all of the people are in the air just kind of chasing after them in this silly like pose where like their feet are above their head is kind of funny. But the rich land on Romina, and obviously it looks scary as fuck. And they sacrifice one of like the injured astronaut people to test the atmosphere, and it immediately melts his face,
which is wild.
Which is like, what did you think?
Like, clutch homeless guy, to be honest. Chill like, guy, yeah. He was like, I don't get like into whatever you're doing, and then helps her throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, when the cult guy first grabs Romina, he's like smashing her into like the building.
Yeah,
like boom, boom, boom. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Like, and he's then, like the fucking Hulk.
And then there's like a panel of her being spun around.
I missed that.
I think gravity is like lighter because the Earth is spinning faster.
Yeah.
And so like your gravity isn't like what it normally is.
Yeah.
This is a great page of like the atmosphere.
Oh my God. How do you even think of that?
I know.
There's like,
I love the art. It's so good.
Like the... just landing there, and they're like, I guess we could live here.
Imagine like a cave on this planet.
Dude.
This would be like the most terrifying shit.
Like, there's eyeballs on these fucking tree things, and it looks like there's tongues coming out. Like, he just knows what's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Or like different plants have like just really scary tendrils and holes and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy. And I like how the rich people were like, we'll just kill one of the injured. It's fine. which makes sense for how shitty they are, but when his face melts, it looks so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So they went to Romina because they received some sort of message from the initial space shuttle that went to the planet.
Yeah.
And they said it was fine. Is the planet like pulling like a Independence Day where like they're controlling the astronaut to say it's okay or something?
The first rocket had to make an emergency landing, and they sent just a brief video of them on the planet before the like communications got cut off or whatever.
Okay.
So I think they thought that they were just kind of there and like chilling,
okay,
sending communications, but there wasn't like enough conclusive evidence to be like, oh, it's chill over there. It's
just very scary looking. Really the only thing to do, essentially,
pretty much,
if there's any hope.
So yeah, space mills. I wonder what Romina's doing while the planet's just spitting. Like,
she's
just
like passed out.
No, yeah.
No, like the planet Romina. She's just looking at Earth spin a bunch after she just licked it.
Playing with your food kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't have a brain. Like,
she licks
so,
it,
I mean, like...
starts spinning, and she's like, I'm gonna eat that soon.
Watching all the fucking people fly.
Because, the people are like flying away. This whole scene, by the way, such a crazy panel with all the people coming after him.
Yes.
But I imagine that's all happening over the course of like 20 minutes or something. And like, so the planet's just like,
I'm waking up when they're like literally coming after her.
They're like, what the hell is happening? And then there's like all the people coming over. Like the fact that his feet are like that. Like,
yeah.
Like in this weird flying squirrel position, but your feet are above your head is so silly.
Like the Earth is like 75% water. So just like to be able to like kind of time that, you know, with like the jumping, you know, like I know they like go around the Earth pretty quickly, but like,
yeah,
from like Japan to like America, quite a leap.
Yeah.
You know?
Pretty far.
So just the fact that they're not like landing in some oceans.
It'd be hard to breathe.
There's no like good spot to really like jump off from.
Yeah, do another leap.
The homeless guy did say that it was hard to breathe, and I'm like, I would think so. Like,
yeah, you're going like thousands of miles per hour.
You're just like getting like a fire hose of just wind
pretty
in
much,
your face.
Yeah, yeah. It would be impossible to breathe. But yeah, this is the point where I'm like, okay, we've lost the plot here a little bit.
Yeah,
but it's fine. So, final chapter. The chill guy does a full loop around the earth, and he goes back to Japan with the people. A whole wave of people still flying after them, and they all like crash land in Japan. But somehow both the chill guy and Rumina survived, and so they're like, "All right, chill guy's like, I got a place to go." Mm-hmm. The planet Rumina starts wrapping its tongue around Earth again, and Rumina's gravity starts pulling people to the atmosphere. And so before they can make it into this house with the bomb shelter, the head cult member is revealed to be the jealous Rumina fan club president from before. And then he kind of is trying to hold on to Rumina as he's being sucked into the sky, but he slips off and he dies, I assume. But Rumina eats the Earth, but luckily the bomb shelter that they were inside of got flung into space while the rest of the Earth gets swallowed up. And the chill guy ends up being Daisuke, who's the son of the rich family that bailed on Earth because they thought that their estranged son was on Rumina the whole time. And that's it. They're just kind of floating in space with some people that they just randomly met.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
And somehow the cult guy lived.
They have like a year's worth of supplies.
But they definitely don't have a year's worth of oxygen in that room.
Yeah.
So I think that's
maybe
the
bigger, they do.
I think that's the bigger.
Maybe they do.
I don't know.
And then it looks like they're like moving. Like they were like shot from Earth.
Yeah.
Not saying that they would survive long enough to make it anywhere.
Yeah, you know? But the guy seems hopeful, and he's like, you know what? We survived this. Who knows what will happen?
Mm-hmm.
And that's supposed to be the happy ending, I guess. But it's kind of the thing where it's like, there's no real good way to end this, I feel like.
Yeah, it's kind of a book. Unless they somehow are able to blow up Rumina or something. Or
like human Rumina is like, you got to stop. You got to go away, you know, or something like that. And they convince Rumina to like just move on.
That'd be something.
That could be something. But I think with Junji Ito books, it's like there's got to be some crazy way to end it. And swallowing up the entire Earth is one of them.
Yeah.
That's one of the endings.
The person on the surface whose helmet was removed.
Yeah.
Like their face like melts and then their eyeballs and became part of the planet.
Yeah.
And their bones were melted basically too.
Yeah.
And they... Yeah, it becomes like Remina eyes, Rumina eyes.
Yeah.
It's very freaky.
You talk about how the cult guy was the fan club president.
Yeah, I'm
so confused by that. So there's a couple cult guys.
There's a couple.
So he must have just lifted some of their shit after.
Yeah, they made it seem like he was the one that was
behind
the head
it
of the cult
time.
The whole time.
No.
But he wasn't because the cult shows up and he's there.
Outside
he's still
his
there.
House
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
One day.
He was still there in love with Rumina. But yeah, I guess he just kind of adopted the cult thing.
I think when all the people died, he probably lived too and then took off like
when Romina's like, I don't want to kiss you or anything, he's like, what? And then he goes just immediately jump ship to
I'm
cult.
I'm the worst.
So when they land back in Japan, the chill dude's like, oh, I know a place. They go back to that house, but they don't have access to it, but like his hand like opens the door and stuff.
Probably got fingerprint or something.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, what? I didn't see that coming, you know?
Yeah.
So that there's a little bit of a twist.
I like when Rumina actually swallows up Earth because you see all the teeth come out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, damn, I thought you just had those lips. I didn't know you got all that.
So,
pretty fun.
Yeah.
I guess what I would have liked to know is if Rumina is actually connected to this interdimensional planet.
No.
I don't think that she is.
Clearly not.
But it is a little crazy that they were born on the same day.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
So let's go into Back Matter Matters.
Back Matter Matters.
So I only have an about the author.
I have like a also by Junji Ito page.
Yeah, I have that too.
Mm-hmm. So there's about the author. And then there's like kind of like a splash page that almost could have been like a cover, you know?
And then, in the about the author, apparently there's a live action Tomie movie from him and a live action Uzumaki movie, which I didn't know about.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of interesting.
It's like a Japanese movie.
Yeah, yeah, I figured, but. And he was also an Eisner winner from 2019 for his Frankenstein book, winning Best Adaptation from Another Medium.
Yeah.
So his Frankenstein book's probably pretty fire.
Mm-hmm. I have it. It's over there.
Oh, cool. But yeah, what would you rate this book, Daniel?
I'd give it like a love it of matcha ice cream, which is like Ooh. A Japanese thing.
Yeah, that's a good one. I had pumpkin chip ice cream. This week,
was there chocolate chips in it?
It was chocolate chips, but it was like a pumpkin ice cream.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
It was pretty good.
But from
I was
kind
of sick of it at the end, so I'll give it this. But it was definitely a vibe to like eat it. Oh. Was that what was it called? Like Sally's or something? It wasn't like a Cold Stone.
Yeah,
because Cold Stone was closed, and I wanted a place that was open.
Sure.
Naturally,
I can see that.
So we went to this place called Sally's, I think. But they had a bunch of like weird flavors.
Huh.
That's cool.
Or not weird, but they were just like, I think there was like a matcha ice cream flavor.
Nice.
So I give this a pumpkin chip. It like definitely hit in the moment, but towards the end, I'm like, my tummy feels bad. I'm a little bloated.
What about you, Rina?
I don't know if you guys ever had these, but they're like the Japanese dessert. It's like the fish with the ice cream in it. Have you ever had these?
No.
Where do you have that?
I think I've only seen it.
So they're in California. It's in California at like the Irvine Mall. Ooh. And Natalia showed me and we ate one. It was buzz. So I would give it one of these.
Wait, what's the flavors fish part?
Are there?
It's just like a cake almost.
Like a waffle thing?
Like a waffle. It's really good.
What flavor is like the ice cream part?
Or you
like
can do anything. Like,
oh, nice. Okay.
Some people do chocolate. I think I did.
Oh.
There's matcha, too.
Okay.
That fish looks uncomfortable.
But it's really good. It's full good. Ice
cream. Yeah.
But at the end, you just get the fish, and it's like kind of bland. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
What do you guys think that League of Comic Geeks rated this book?
Oh, yeah.
Out of five.
I'll let Serena guess first.
4.5?
That's
a good guess.
Okay.
I might have to go with that, too. I'll go 4.5. I don't want to price this right, you'd say 4.4. So I'll go 4.1.
4.1? Okay. Yeah. He got a 4.0. Very Ooh, positive. Okay.
Dang. How did that other one get, what?
3.8.
Yeah. And this Conjuring. One got 4.0. Yeah.
This is only 0.2 better.
Yeah, Conjuring, literally. That's
what it was. I was trying to remember what we were on for last.
Like a month ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I literally couldn't remember the book because it sucked so bad.
It was, yeah.
I had more fun talking to Serena about the book than I actually had reading the book.
Well, that's good. It makes for a good pod.
Yeah, it does.
It's funny to talk about, too.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, Serena's on like a month ago. I was talking to Sophie that you were coming on this week, and he's like, yeah, I know she's just on for something. Couldn't even remember.
Damn.
Yeah. So let's get into the pull list, colon.
Shove it in your box.
The pull list. What did you shove in your box?
Is this the only comic you read, Rena?
Mm-hmm.
No other comics you read?
Mm-mm.
What about you, Nathan?
I caught up on both Green Lantern and Green Lantern Corps because they just had like a little mini event between those two books.
Right.
So it was like Green Lantern Corps 7, 8, and 9. But each part was like staggered with Green Lantern 25, 26, 27.
Mm-hmm. How was that event?
It sucked. But like at the end, it was in the very beginning, it was kind of cool. And at the very end, it was kind of cool. But everything in the middle was like, so I was like, come on. Like the second issue was like actually the start of the event. And it was just kind of explaining how we got here. And then like the other two issues are just like, what are we going to do to like stop this thing? Because the idea was that all the emotions are gone. And so none of the like Green Lanterns or Yellow Lanterns or Red Lanterns can like harness the emotional spectrum to make like Green Lantern light constructs and stuff. So like, what are we going to do about that? But like at the end, basically what happened was John Stewart died, which is kind of crazy.
Mm.
And then all of the lantern batteries are back. So it's kind of just like a return to status quo kind of event. But it was pretty dry in the middle. So
did you have all those issues already?
I just bought them digitally.
Did you see that Neon Ichiban is up now? That new digital comics?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's only on like the website. There's like an app.
Oh, yet. That sucks.
But, you know, It's an option.
Are all the like big publishers on that?
Image isn't yet, but Marvel and DC are on it.
That's cool.
So,
all right, I'll just check that out. So I read those, and then I read Everything Dead and Dying, the one that you gave me to read.
Mm-hmm.
That was good, man.
Isn't it pretty good?
Yeah, it was like a really interesting twist on like the zombie genre.
Yeah.
And like how the zombies act and stuff. But basically, it was like this gay farmer.
Oh, lovely.
That is like kind of going crazy because he saw his husband and daughter turn into zombies. But the way that zombies work in this universe is that they kind of just repeat the same motions that they were doing the day that they got sick. And so he's just kind of reliving this day where he like wakes, his like daughter wakes him up and they go downstairs and to eat pancakes and the husband's there like cooking the pancakes and stuff. But like,
as zombies,
but they're actually zombies just kind of going through the same day over and over.
That's weird.
But he's also a farmer and he's like feeding some zombie cows and stuff like that.
You get zombie milk or...
And there's like, there's some zombie milk that he has to go get and like zombie hens. I don't know. It's like kind of crazy that the way that,
but like
the way that it was
mind...
formatted in the book was really interesting because the whole day is just normal, but he'll get just like random.
That's cool.
Like glimpses of just zombies, or like he'll just see his daughter as like a zombie real quick. And I'm like, what the hell is happening here? Is he crazy?
Yeah.
And then it's just revealed that she's just a zombie the whole time.
And that the zombies, if as long as they're just like eating, they'll just repeat whatever they do every day.
Yeah. He like keeps them fed and stuff.
Yeah. And so he thinks that they're still in there because like they're repeating the same thing over and over again. Mm-hmm. And like sometimes he'll tell a joke and like the zombie will like smile. So he thinks that they're kind of still in there. So he's kind of waiting on some sort of cure.
Yeah, to come
but
back.
But at the very end, there's like a group of bandits that just like are killing people in the town. So now he has to protect his like zombie family.
I didn't pick up that they're doing like the same thing, but he like kind of kept him like chained up in like the same spot, it felt like.
Yeah, he said that they like are repeating the same routine. So like every morning he gets woken up from his zombie daughter that's like trying to jump on him because he's excited. She's excited to eat pancakes.
Or eat him.
That could be it too. but then he's like pretty chill.
But like everyone in his life is a zombie, and so he doesn't really interact with
everybody.
Wait,
so was she human before?
Yeah, they were all human before.
So he just accepted the fact that...
Yeah, he's like not talking to anyone alive, but he like will talk to them as if they're alive, you know?
Like he's like a pretty lonely guy because he's like a farmer and stuff anyway. So he's like sustaining himself with like food and stuff.
There's like a zombie mailman.
Yeah. And when the zombie mailman was early, he's
this
like, something's
so
wrong.
Good. Yeah.
It was actually really interesting. So I liked the twist on just zombies in general.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys read the Post Malone one or no?
Big Rig?
Yeah. Did you guys read
it? I read the first issue of that. It was fine.
Was it good?
It was kind of hectic. Mm. And I wonder like what part of that is Post Malone being like, what if this happened?
Yeah.
But it's very manga feeling where it's just like truck driver, but like action, you know, and like the craziest like truck driver shit will happen.
And it's black and white.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you told me that, I was like, that sounds like pretty good, actually. A view from a truck driver.
Yeah.
Like...
Which, yeah, it is a good concept. I should give it, I think, a better try. It's getting a sequel. So, and Post Malone's like, we got some crazy shit going. So we'll see. And then I read Beneath the Trees Where Nobody Sees, number 3.
Nice.
Rite of Spring. A good book.
Oh, that's also getting like another sequel, like
really?
like a third series.
Dude, fuck yeah. I love it so much. It's like the whole thing is not kind of grown thin on me at all.
No, yeah, it's
when
got
find out
it's got a lot
of
juice
that Sam like killed her parents. I'm like, oh boy.
Oh, killed her own parents.
Yeah, killed her own parents. Yeah, pretty sick.
Yeah, this issue is good.
What'd you read?
I read Ultimate X-Men 9, 10, 11, and 12. Which is the end of like the second arc.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. That was good arc. I read Punisher Red Band, number 1.
So that's like Jimmy Palmiotti and some other dude?
Yeah.
Dan Panosian?
No, that's... Dan Panosian's... I think that's the team on Marvel Knights Punisher, which is like a different series.
All right, never mind.
But the Red Band one's supposed to be like... You know, rated R and like everything goes kind of thing and very bloody and stuff like that. But they still like will censor like bad words and stuff.
What?
And like, I don't want that.
No,
I want to read bad words.
Yeah.
And so, I want to be vulgar.
Yeah. Like they bag it up. So like, I guess kids can't look at it or whatever and make it more like intimidating or whatever, but it was just fine, you know.
They beg it up just for them not to say the cuss words.
Yeah, for real.
I read Super Creep Show number one.
Cool.
So it's a creep show book, but like they're all like superhero that stories.
Yeah.
Can you grab that book? I wanted you to see the cover.
Yeah.
And it's got a DKR cover.
That's so fun.
This is the A cover, actually. So that's like the... Creep or whatever. And he's like this zombie looking dude.
That's cool.
Nice.
And that's reminiscent of like a Batman cover.
Which way do you think he's facing?
You think he's facing you or he's facing the other way? And that's like his back.
Facing the other way.
Really?
You think he's facing away from you?
Yeah, like he's going down this way.
So interesting. I think that's what
I said. It looks like you know, Death Note? It looks like the...
John Death Note. Yeah.
It looks... What is it called?
Ryan Stegman's on this?
He writes a book, yeah. He writes one of the stories.
Oh, I see. Oh, they got people on
it. It starts with an S, right?
I thought it was like Rico or something like that.
No, but there's like a name for like...
The Death Note guy?
No, not like that. His actual name, but there's a name for his, like, hold on, let me.
Like his species
or
whatever?
Yeah.
Mm.
I thought they were just demons or something.
That's what I should watch.
Death Note?
Yeah. I gave up on Jujutsu Kaisen, so.
Death
Note. Oh my gosh, please watch Death Note. That's like my favorite.
Death Note's a great manga or great anime to like.
Shimigami. Just listen to.
Shimigami?
Yeah, but his name's right. Ryuk.
Ryuk. Okay.
Rico.
Rico.
Am I calling you Rico?
It's so good. I just love like when L comes into play and like, I don't know. It's just chef's kiss to me.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Yeah. It is really written. But like I would like be working and then like have it on because it's like mostly talking.
Yeah.
You know, so.
That's fair.
Have you ever watched Kakigiri?
No.
That one's so good. It's weird, but it's really good.
Have you seen that Santa anime that like just dropped on Prime?
No.
It's called Sanda. But it's definitely like a Santa anime.
That's cool.
But,
it seems fun. They're like blasting on the front page of Prime, so that's the only reason I know about it. Mm-hmm. But
that's like the manga.
Let me see.
That's crazy.
That was cool, I'm not gonna lie.
What was the one that you said, Rina?
Kakigiri? K E K A G U R. It's like a gambling anime. It's like the school of gamblers. And
yeah, I think Sophie tried or watched the first episode.
It's so good. Yeah. I literally watched it within like 3 days, I think. It was so good.
Isn't there like. Never mind.
Yeah, there's weird stuff.
There's like weird stuff in there. I think she tried to watch the first episode with her sister or something, and it was just like.
I think with Sarah watched it or something, and I'm like, what are you guys watching?
Yeah,
there's a lot of like moaning and stuff,
but so good.
But the plot is crazy.
Yeah, that's what you're watching for, the plot.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, but I can't remember what else I liked.
And then I read DCKO, which I gave to you.
That's cool. I'm excited to check that out, see what it is.
For sure. Did you guys finish Peacemaker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you think, Rina?
I thought it was good. I think the ending, I don't know, could have been better.
I feel like the last two episodes, they were one episode, banger episode.
Yes. But even like, the episode before the last episode was banger.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the second to last episode was crazy and they like kill the dad and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that was crazy what just happened. And then the last episode's like pretty happy.
It's like
which
so...
I think is cool. But I understand why people are like, it was an all right finale.
There's just like a lot of talking. It's like, I don't know. It's just a lot of like nothing to me.
Yeah.
He's like, do you like me?
Yeah.
He's like, let me ask you for a fifth time. Did you like the kiss?
Nope.
She's like, I don't know. Yeah. I think it's more a character focused season, which I appreciate. So I don't know. Season one and season two just feel so different from each other.
For sure.
In general.
I liked all the vigilante stuff.
Love
like,
that.
Like him like interacting with himself. Yes. It was fun.
Yeah, that was so fun. Funny. Are you fucking kidding me?
The delivery of the lines, they say the funny. Same thing at the like same time. Like they're literally
the same person.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool.
Did you know that Pokemon that they like both liked?
Yeah, I didn't recognize it.
Infernape or something.
Infernape.
Which is a good name.
Good Pokemon name for sure. But no, I didn't recognize it.
Neither did I.
The whole different universes thing.
James Gunn loves...
He loves a different
like universe. Like a pocket universe thing.
Yeah.
Like using that concept like twice, like back to back, is kind of boring to me. But like, I guess this is what they're doing.
He puts like a little bit of nuance in it because... The one in Superman was just like man-made, so it was like super unstable. But this one, since it's alien-made, it's like totally chill to go to different universes.
Sure.
So I think he wanted a way to like go to different universes that like made sense, kind of. But it was weird that all those different doors go to just like drastically different universes and not just like other Earths were like...
I like the Candyland one.
The Candyland was fun with those little guys that were eating you up.
Yeah.
Little cute little boys that'll just, you know, have you for a little snack.
Yeah, the little laboo-boo things.
Yeah. But they were... I don't know, like that seems like a storyline that they would have just done in the middle of some of the other episodes and not like the final episode.
Yeah.
I like the idea that they'll just throw people on just a random interdimensional planet.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's what they do with Peacemaker at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll see what they do with it. But, yeah, I do agree it's just kind of a weird episode to end on. So, if he just did, like, a big double episode as the last one, I think it'd be pretty fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the last episode was, like, long. It was, like, an hour almost.
Yeah.
So.
But I'm saying, like, cut some fat out of there.
Sure.
And then, yeah. But I think the season's good.
It's cool that, like, Foxy Shazam was in it. Like the band that made the intro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was cool.
Because that song is like 15 years old.
Yeah, I never heard of it. I think, do you like this intro song better or the first season? No,
the first season one.
Yeah,
like,
first season one's
better. The dance is better too. Like I actually watch the intro like every time in the first season.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, so does Jackson. I'm like, turn this shit off.
The dance in the second one is like, I was over and would always skip.
Yeah, that one I skipped. I like just the idea of it.
James Gunn's like, music taste like got annoying this season.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was a song that said like, "You're fucking my heart in the ass."
Oh yeah,
and they say that like a lot.
A lot, which
I get, but like it's just kind of
so punk rock.
It's kind of dumb.
Wasn't like, that the last episode?
Last or second last or something.
I was like,
okay, dude. Like we get it.
Mm-hmm.
You're edgy and so is your music taste kind of thing. And so
it did feel like
it's
that.
Not always like the best song choice, I think, you know, but
I feel that.
It is always shit you never heard of though.
I never once ever bought the chemistry between Peacemaker and Harcourt.
Yeah, not really.
It's just like John Cena is just such a big man, he's just distracting, I think. Yeah. But I think he's a good actor, which is like the tough thing. So whenever I would see them like get close or kiss or whatever, she's like looking up at him and I'm like, you're just looking up at a giant man.
Yeah.
I think it's more that he is not like a romantic actor. He's more like funny and like
a humble guy.
Yeah.
Type thing. Like I think he does the humble guy pretty well, but I don't know if he does like hopeless romantic.
Yeah, exactly.
Very well.
Yeah. Cause I don't know. I get
like if it was always a platonic thing, like that'd be cool. Like it doesn't seem like romance is on like, would be on Peacemaker's mind kind of thing.
Yeah.
Cause I buy his friendship with Leota.
Yeah.
I think like they're a fun duo.
Mm-hmm.
So just like the romance part of it, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that also was basically like the whole last episode.
It's kind of shitty that he didn't realize that he was in a Nazi universe the whole time. What does that say about Peacemaker?
Yeah.
Like, I know he wasn't there like that much.
Like, what about
there
this enough? Mural of Hitler? Yeah. He's like, how did I miss that?
I mean, he's just kind of like playing it off. I like that joke is funny, but the fact that he was like driving around town and stuff and he never realizes
all the people
is crazy.
It was definitely,
and Harcourt's like there for 5 minutes and he's like, this place is weird.
Yeah.
It like, you definitely like thought something was up.
Yeah.
And then like his brother says Bloodhaven like in a way that is very German sounding.
Yeah.
He says like Bluthaven or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Nazis. Nazis.
But
yeah, it was a fun season.
Yeah,
I'd watch another one probably.
It's not gonna be another one.
Oh, cool. I'm cool with that too.
So
yeah, I think just leave it off there. I think it can't.
I think it's fine. If we see Peacemaker in something random later, then that's cool too.
Like, he doesn't need to be that important in like this universe, you know?
Yeah. I think he just likes the character, so he just wanted to do another season, which is cool too.
Yeah.
I think he should just do whatever he wants. It was fun.
What else did you watch, Rena? Any movies recently?
What you been watching? Any movies?
I'm going to watch a lot. Like, what? Smashing Machine.
That sounds great.
Bone Lake, I want to watch. Have you guys... Can we see that together?
Bone Lake?
Yeah, it's like...
Never heard of that.
Really? Mm-mm. It's like... You'd have to watch the trailer because I won't explain it that well.
Is it a horror movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's A Good Boy or whatever, the one with the dog. That one I do want to see. But I also don't want to see it because I know the dog's going to die. Like,
No. He's a good boy.
Yeah, I think...
What we should watch together is Sleeper.
Keeper.
Thank you.
Which one's that one?
It's the guy that directed Long Legs. He's got a new movie coming out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Oh, great. We watched Long Legs together. Oh, my gosh. And so I didn't notice... Wait, you were there with us. But I didn't notice how many, like, devils or, like, devil figures there were until we watched, like, the episode. There's, like, a YouTube video where it shows you all, like, the Easter eggs of the devil. And some They're of so them... Good. I was like, no way I didn't catch that. And when we watched it again, it just scared me.
Yeah.
Until they like draw an outline of him.
Like, some of them are so fucking obvious.
Yes. Like, really? So at the end, when not long legs, the girl is going into the house to try to save the
girl.
What's his name? The detective.
I don't know the detective's name.
Yeah, I don't know. But and the mom was already there. When he closes the door, there's a devil figure. And you don't, it like is so obvious. It's like right in front of your face. Big. But you don't, I didn't see it.
It's in the reflection when he like closes the door. So when it lines up with the camera, it's like that
devil silhouette is there. Is it like in the kitchen or no?
No.
There's one in the kitchen.
It's when Lee is like going into the house and he's like, come on in. And like the shot ends when he closes the door.
Oh, yeah.
But at the end when he closes the door, it's like there and it's big.
We should show you it because.
Yeah, we went back and we watched the like, Nine Devils You Missed in this video. Yeah. Or and it was, we were like, no fucking way. And then we went back into the movie as if the guy was lying to us. And it was there. We're like,
It was crazy.
Yeah. But like, even some of them were, she's just like kind of looking to the left of the screen and the devil's just like over here.
Yeah.
And it's big.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was fun.
That's fun.
That's a good movie.
Did you watch anything then?
I watched The Substance.
Oh, yeah.
Just on a whim. I tried to find your list of movies that you recommended me, and then I couldn't, and then I just saw that it was on HBO, so I watched it. Wait,
can you tell me which ones you recommended to him?
Yeah, they're not all horror movies, but...
Just like random movies.
They're just movies that like I think that he would like, and or just movies that I want someone to talk to you about.
Well, The Substance is fun.
So there's Poor Things, Old Boy, Civil War, The Northman, Dread... Strange Darling, Anora, Black Christmas, Totally Killer, After Hours, Uncut Gems, The Phoenician Scheme.
Yeah, you gotta check it on still.
30 Days of Night, Friendship, and One Battle After Another.
I was going to watch Old Boy, but I don't know. What is it about?
It's about a guy who... It's like a revenge story. He was held hostage in, like, a hotel or something for, like, 20 years or something. And then he, like, escapes and then he's just kind of hunted down the people who did to him kind of thing. But
have you guys watched Donnie Darko?
Mm-hmm. Long time ago.
No, I've never seen it.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Me and my friend are going to watch it because it's comebacks in this one theater that's, like, only $2 for a movie. And we're going to watch it on Friday. And I just wanted to know if you guys liked it or not.
It's confusing.
Yeah.
You're just going to leave and be like, I don't know what that was.
Can't wait. That's how I felt with The Substance.
It's not really like a horror movie, is it?
No, it's like spooky though.
Mm.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's like horror necessarily, but yeah, just kind of psychological, spooky stuff.
I love those. So yeah. I'm okay with that.
It's fun. And then I also played Battlefield 6.
Oh, yeah, it's
a game. That game's fucking crazy. It's so overstimulating. There's so much war happening all around you.
I never really liked the Battlefield games because I felt like the maps were like too big and like it was like hard to find people.
It's catering for people that want it to be big and not just like Call of Duty map where you turn a corner and you get shotgunned or whatever.
Yeah.
So it caters to different play styles, but I haven't really played a Battlefield game since like 4, and there's been actually like 3 or 4 games that came up between 4 and 6. There's like Battlefield 2042, Battlefield 1, which is confusing because the original Battlefield is just Battlefield. But so it's been a while, but this one feels like my favorite Battlefield, which is Battlefield 3. And just the sense that like the pacing is fun, and there's like the vehicles are fun to use. And it's just, it's anything that's going on feels so cinematic. Like you'll get shot and you're downed and one of your teammates can like come revive you. But when they're like on their way to running to you, you'll see like a rocket hit a helicopter, and then like the helicopter starts spinning out and explodes behind them, and they pick you up and they can drag you while you're being revived. And so you're getting revived, and there's like grenade explosions and bullets going like whizzing past you. It feels insane.
I sent you like a video of like dude who's just like so into it, like he like as if he's like on the front lines kind of thing. That was like
timid compared to some of the shit I've seen in the game.
Because like you get in like a party and you're like saving your friends kind of thing.
It's cool. There's a lot of like fun settings in the game where if you don't like use a if you don't talk to your friends on a Discord call, you can use them like the in-game microphones, and you could turn it on to where there's like proximity chat, but if they're far away, you hear them over a radio.
Oh, that's cool.
So like you could still talk to each other at all times, but if you're close to each other, it's like talking back and forth, but if they're far, it's over radio. So that's fun too.
Nice. Wait, what's this game called?
Battlefield 6.
Oh, okay.
It's like a big just war game. It's like 32 versus 32 people, mm-hmm. and there's different points that you can capture, or a lot of different game modes. But I just remember I was on a building, and I went down, and my friend was in a helicopter, and so they're like, all right, I'm gonna come get you, and they start like slowly coming down, and I'm like looking up at them, and I see a rocket just come from the other side, like from out from my point of view. It hits them, they start spinning, and then they kind of like go out of my field of view because I'm on top of the building, but I see the explosion of the helicopter. And I'm like, no. It's just so funny, like how cinematic things look.
That's so funny.
And like buildings can get destroyed and collapse if they like get shot by a tank or something enough.
That's so crazy.
The destructible environments definitely adds to it.
Nice.
So super fun.
Do you guys play Skate still?
New one?
When I can. It's like a little annoying right now because like it's... So there's like the challenges and stuff.
Yeah.
But then like the challenges like reset after a couple days.
I don't fucking like that.
I don't like that either.
Unless you have to redo it.
Like to progress the story.
They might tweak it or something. But
if you don't go through all the story to unlock the different areas of the map, you have to just do random challenges that just kind of reset every day. Mm. And you have to do a certain number of them. And it's kind of an absurd amount. Like, you have to do, like, 2 dozen challenges just to unlock what the next story is, which is just kind of doing another challenge.
Yeah, there's, like, 4 crazy. Different sections, and there's, like, 20 in each.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't have the time to go through them all in a day, you know? So, like, and if I only do, like, 5 or something and it just resets the next day,
then it's like, what's the point?
Which ones did I do already
kind of thing. And then, technically, you don't need to do any of them, which I think is supposed to be the point.
Because
you could go to anywhere on the map and just skate wherever, which is cool. But
you can do them, but at least they make it more to where you get like money to buy shit.
Yeah,
you know, which is like the advantage to it. But
I haven't even played
the whole map, luckily. Yeah. So there's still more to like still discover. And
I like to do the challenges for the first time to explore the parts of the map because they clearly put thought into like, oh, this would be a sick line if you do a kickflip out of the parking garage onto a bus or something. Like there's shit like that where it's like, oh, clearly they thought about how cool this could be.
Yeah.
But it sucks that I won't see those unless I just grind these random challenges for in shitty skate spots in other parts of the map. So I do like the game a lot, but not, I don't like the challenge like system that they have set up right now.
Yeah. Cause I like a list, you know, and then just like completing things and then like have it like all done.
I like
whatever.
The dopamine of like, oh, I did all this.
Yeah.
Right.
Good job.
Yeah. I'm almost done.
I'm a good skater. I skated that spot.
If it like restarted like every season or something,
that would be fine.
That'd be better for me.
Yeah.
But
every day is kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Super.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Watch anything else?
Oh, I'm trying to remember.
You don't put things in your letterbox?
No, bro. I don't. Yeah. I just forget. I'm just like,
boo.
But I did do my favorite movies finally.
Oh, good.
Let me show y'all.
Are they all horror movies?
No, actually, I think.
I don't think I have any horror.
There's only one, but it's like psychological. It's not even horror. Okay. 10 Things I Hate About You. That's a romance movie.
Okay.
Heath Ledger.
Yep.
And then The Dark Knight.
Okay. Heath Ledger. Another Heath Ledger.
Seven. Seven. And then Waves.
Seven. Okay, nice.
Yeah. Waves is
Waves made
didn't
it,
that come out like this
so
year?
Good. What?
Last Waves? Year? It was last year.
Oh, okay.
2019.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. We're both off.
I loved it though. Thought it was really good. I feel like my list could change at any moment though, but those are like the ones that I could think of that I like genuinely like keep thinking about.
Yeah, I was thinking of changing one of mine because I want to have like an animated movie on there, but I rewatched Howl's Moving Castle in theaters and I was like, this movie's so good.
I know.
It's whimsical as fuck.
I know if I like watched all the movies on like my watch list, it would probably change, but yeah. Just right now, I like it's been the same.
Me and Emma, which is one of my friends, we're going to watch, well, I'm going to watch it again, but she's never seen it before. You know, what's that one movie? It's like Claymation and it's with the dogs.
Frank and Weenie.
Isle of Dogs.
Isle of Dogs.
Oh, I good. Love that movie.
Love that movie. Love and she hasn't movie. Seen it and I can't wait for her to see it and me
so
see what she, her reaction is.
It's so,
I love
so good.
It.
It's
I made
so
Sarah
good.
Watch it like on my birthday one year just because I'm like, you got to watch it. It's a dog
good.
Movie.
I made Sophia watch that when I was convincing her to watch Asteroid City. And I was like, let me show her a good one and what the vibe is supposed to be. Yeah. And then we finished that movie. And she's like, that was weird.
A lot of people like don't even put that one very high up on like
Wes Anderson movies. I know, which is crazy to me because I think it's so good. Like just all of it. His stop motion stuff is good, but I like it better than Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Yeah, same.
But I haven't seen that movie in a while either. So people would like kill me for that. I feel like.
I watched it recently because I remember watching it, but I don't like it became so like popular out of nowhere like recently, I feel like. So I rewatched it and it was good, but like there's like some parts where I'm like, we can move along, you know what I'm saying? Like, but Island of the Dogs was one that like really stuck to me.
Yeah,
in my mind.
I love that one.
Yeah.
I gotta watch that Phoenician Scheme.
I think it's like my favorite movie of the year.
Whoa.
Yeah. I keep watching new movies from this year and like, that was good. But then I just think about that one.
Oh, shit. I didn't know. That's cool.
So what's that about?
It's the same director as Isle of Dogs.
Is it Claymation too or not?
No, it's live action. But like his movies have like kind of a vibe that he really sticks to. Mm-hmm. Like his like style, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't know if like the plot is really going to make you want to watch it more, but it's like this billionaire or whatever who's like kind of reconnecting with like his daughter who's like a nun now, and he thinks he's going to die soon, and he's got like a scheme, but it's like deals with a bunch of different countries in order to make like a power plant or something. Mm-hmm. And so once the power plant's like built, it'll be pretty self-sustaining, you know, to whoever he leaves it to, because he's got like 10 kids or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just really good. And I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
I watched The Thing.
Oh, cool.
Have you ever heard of that?
Yes.
That's that fucker that looks like rocks.
No, it's the hand from the Addams Family.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, there's like a movie?
No. I was just kidding. Oh. The Thing is like a John Carpenter movie. Mm. He did like the original Halloween movie. It's like
you would know the poster.
Yeah, it's from like the 80s.
I got it.
And it's got like Kurt Russell in it, and it's like a monster movie where it's like a monster like shapeshifts.
Oh yeah.
It's like a classic now. But
does it hold up or?
Yeah, it really holds up. It like the monster is like all practical effects, and it's like the best practical like monster like I've ever seen, and it rules a lot. It's technically a bad movie because a dog dies, but it's really good.
You mentioned Anora, right?
Yeah,
that one's really good.
Yeah,
that was the one with the stripper, right?
Yeah.
Yes, bruh.
Yeah,
I'm in. No, I'm just kidding.
I was movie of the year last year.
Yeah,
our best picture.
Mom and Dad were watching it, and I was just like eating dinner, and then I was like, let me stay for this movie, and it was good. So
yeah, no, I liked it a lot.
And that too, and it's funny.
Nice.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard good things. I know I'd like it. I just choose not to watch it.
It's crazy that you were looking for the list but didn't like ask me to resend it or something.
Yeah.
It was late. We started watching The Substance at like 11.
Wild.
And I was like, this is a long movie too.
Are you up at 11 though? I texted you one time at 11.
It kind of depends on the day. Sometimes I'm up at 3 a.m. because Lucas is hungry or something.
Damn, bro.
But Nathan, what are we going to read next week?
What are we going to read next week?
We got one more horror book.
Yes, sir.
I believe.
Last Friday of October.
Halloween.
That's crazy.
Yeah. We're going to read Jughead : The Hunger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know Jughead
crazy.
Is?
Crazy. Yeah, is that from...
From Riverdale.
Yeah. Archie and from stuff. Archie,
yeah. Okay, yeah. She knows ball.
Yeah.
I see.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Next comic we're reading, though.
Yeah.
Friday.
In a couple months.
A couple months, we'll read some Friday for a Christmas book.
So yeah. I gave you my physical copy because it's not on Comixology. It's on like a website called Panel Syndicate.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's his forum like site, isn't it?
I don't know. There's other comics on there, but that is where he like it, because it was like a web comic at first, yeah. And so that's where he like published it.
Got it.
So for you, it's just the first three chapters.
Okay.
Is that book? And yeah,
cool.
Cool.
Sounds good.
Yay.
Sounds good. Thanks for coming on, Serena.
Thanks for letting me come on.
No problem.
I feel like I forced myself into these.
You're right. No. I'm not coming on again.
We always got to have you on the horror stuff and the
yes.
Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
It would feel
wrong.
Pretty weird if we didn't have, like why?
Like
that's why that was my intent.
Why did we not make it? Why is Rena not here kind of thing?
Yeah.
You don't feel the vibe.
I don't care what Daniel thinks.
Yeah. And I would never think that, so it's perfect. So thanks for listening. Thanks for watching, everybody. You got a link tree in the bio. You can like, comment, subscribe. Email in. Horror recommendations.
What's our next Junji Ito read?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's not a lot of like just one story Junji Ito stuff.
Yeah.
Unless it's like super long, but a lot of them are the anthologies. There's a couple that I considered, but yeah, let us know at trueverspod@gmail.com.
All right, bye.
Bye.